You know, tonight, God wants to talk to us about, he said, the next door is opening. And God spoke to me and said, we must go beyond doom and passivity and enter into presence. We must go beyond doom and passivity and enter into presence. And God says, to each of you, a door has been opened in this season, a door that you need to deliberately walk through, knowing that I have the key to open and close each and every door of opportunity. Excuse me. A couple services ago, maybe a month or so ago, God did something in here, and then I was sitting here afterwards while I was ministering, and God said, they have graduated. And so when you graduate, you move on to a different level, right? Oh, this is what's happened to the body of Christ. Some of you have already graduated, and now God's moving you into a different realm of his kingdom. Now, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8 says, but I will stay in, Paul says, I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost. Why? For a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Paul said, I'm going to stay here in Ephesus until Pentecost. Why? Because God's opened a wide door of opportunity for me to minister. And then he said, there's many adversaries, so there's many enemies there also. But he was going to go there, stay there where he was at. And Revelations 3:8 says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. He's talking to the church, the Philadelphia church. I know your works. See, God knows your works. All right, your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door. So he knows your works. He knows whether or not you've graduated. If you graduated, he's opened it. He has before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. Now, God said, the doors that I open, no man can shut. You must make sure that it is I opening the doors and not yourselves. When I open a door, no man can shut it. In other words, the enemy cannot stop what I have called you for to accomplish. All right, God said, what constitutes a door that I open? Number one, no man can close it. And number two, it will produce what I have sent it for to produce. Now, when God opens doors in our lives, don't try to close it because of the trials, which is sometimes required. Every time God opens a door before you, a new door, the enemy's going to be there to stop you from going forth to do the works that that new door has you do. Now, no one can close an open door that God has for you. So, and this is just from my experience, all right? So have confidence in the Lord. If it's God's will, it will be done. Remember, he always has a plan. Watch out as well for doors that God closes. When the door that God opened has completed its works, he will close that door so he can open another. Watch out as well for doors that God closes. When the door that God opened has completed its works, he will close that door so he can open another. A couple services ago, God took us out of the past closed doors and said to go forward. The next door is opening and never looking back. He just told us that a couple services ago, right? Now, Reverend, so don't look back. When God closes that door, it's closed. And no man's going to be able to open it. Keep going forward and go through the next door. Revelations chapter 3, verse 19. Jesus said, the people I love, I call to account, prod and correct and guide so that they'll live at their best. So what did he say? The people I love, I call to account, prod and correct and guide so that they'll live at their best. Up on your feet then, about face, run after God. Look at me, I stand at the door, I knock. If you hear me call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Conquerors will sit alongside me at the head table, just as I have, I'm sorry, just as I, having conquered, took the place of honor at the side of my Father. That's my gift to the conquerors. Are your ears awake? Listen, listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through the churches. Are you a conqueror? Then God's calling you into a new door, a new open door. The door God opens will require you to depend on Him. When this door is truly of God, it will be an assignment that you have not done before, and only God knows how it is going to work out. So don't you try to figure out what's going to happen, all right? God is a God of relationship. He will not open a door for you and tell you to go through it alone. If you know that God's opening a door for you and you really see God's face, He's going to say, go through and I'll be with you. If this open door is truly from God, you will find yourself saying, Father, I can't do this unless you are with me. Exodus 33:12 says, Moses said to the Lord, you told me to lead these people. What did God do? Opened the door and told Moses to lead these people. But you did not say who you would send with me. You said to me, I know you very well, and I am pleased with you. Moses said, if I have really pleased you, then teach me your ways. I want to know you. Then I can continue to please you. Remember that these people are your nation. And the Lord answered Moses, I myself will go with you. I will lead you. Then Moses said to God, if you don't go with us, then don't make us leave this place. So if God's opening a door of opportunity and you're going to walk through it, then you need to thank to God too. Also, how will we know if you are pleased with me and these people? If you go with us, we will know for sure. If you don't go with us, these people and I will be no different from any other people on the earth. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will do what you ask. I will do this because I am pleased with you and because I know you very well. Then Moses said, now please show me your glory. Then the Lord answered, I will show my love and mercy to anyone I want to. So I will cause my perfect goodness to pass by in front of you, and I will speak my name, Yahweh, so that you can hear it. But you cannot see my face. No one can see me and continue to live. Then the Lord said, here is a place for you to stand by me on this large rock. I will put you in a large crack in that rock. Then I will cover you with my hand, and my glory will pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but you will not see my face. God is doing the very same thing to you. If He's calling you into a new open door, you need to say, God, you need to go with me. I need to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going with me. Because if I'm going to walk through this new open door, then something different has to happen. Signs, wonders, and miracles. When I walk through that door and I start this new assignment, people's lives have to change. All right? In verse 15, then Moses said to God, if you don't go with us, then don't make us leave this place. Many times I said, God, you placed me here. Now I need you to show up because I can't go any further unless you show up and you do a mighty works. And Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Without faith it is impossible. So when God tells you to move, you know, opens a door, then you have to have enough faith to walk through that door, knowing that God has sent you. All right, when God called me, I'm talking about myself, He said, as I was with Moses, I will also be with you. So you know what I did, don't you? I studied Moses really hard. And I said, all right, God, you said as He was with Moses, you'd be with me. I need you just like Moses did. So you need to really hear God's voice. And then you need to take it before God and say, this is what you said to me. Are you listening here? God also told me that I need no man to teach me, The Holy Spirit would teach me of all things, which he has and still is. And I'm going to tell some of you, whenever God opens that door and says, go forth, he's already taught you. He's already prepared you. And now what you're supposed to do is go forth and teach others what he has taught you. And as you give out what you have freely been given, he will pour more and more and more of himself in you. And people are going to know that they know that they know that you were sent from God. All right? At one point, God spoke to me and said, I'm not ever going to close this door. I was asking him to shut the church down, all right? And he was talking about the lighthouse when he said, I'm not ever going to close this door. And then he said, and no man can close this door, the door either. The only one that can close the door is you. But my desire is that this door never closes. And I was at a really low point in my ministry, well, God's ministry, and I really didn't want to carry on. But when he said that, I had to do his desire, and his desire was that I not close the door. And I know 1 or 2 months ago, somebody came by coming to visit, and they said, we thank you for never closing the doors to this church. You know, it's such a confirmation from God, you know. They didn't, I never told them I was going through anything, but we had really blessed them, and they were just thanking me for being here for them. Many times an open door from God is one that allows our faith to be stretched and strengthened. All right, let's go back to this other, you know, like Elaine said, the man said, I'm so glad you're alive. And what he was saying, if it wouldn't be for you, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Did you understand that? And, you know, no matter what she has to give up or what she had, what kind of price she had to pay, she touched that man's life in a deep, deep way. And when that happens, it's worth everything you have to go through to get where God has taken you to. Many times an open door from God is one that allows our faith to be stretched and strengthened. Always remember, no one can close an open door that God has for you. So have confidence in the Lord. You know, the enemy came to me and said, I'll destroy you. But no, God said, no man can close his door. So devil, you can't either. And I just had faith in God and just kept on going. Let's look at one of the many doors God opened in his word. You know, as I looked about, there's so many things that God, so many doors God opened for so many people in the word over and over and over again. And, you know, and God saying, children of God, trust me. If I have opened a door for you, I'll be there with you and I'll go through that door with you. And you will not be ashamed. You will be discouraged at given times, but you will never be ashamed. And so even when the days and the hours and the minutes come of discouragement, keep going, because it is I that opened the door, and it's the enemy that's trying to close the door. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 says, later the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some, so all these ites came to start a war with Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, there is a large army coming against you from Edom. See, it wasn't God that said that. It was some men came. They are coming from the other side of the Dead Sea. They are already in Hazon Tamar, and that's called En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat became afraid. Jehoshaphat knew God, but Jehoshaphat became afraid, and he decided to ask the Lord what to do. He announced a time of fasting for everyone in Judah. The people of Judah came together to ask the Lord for help. What did they do? They came in unity. They came from out of all the towns of Judah to ask for the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat was in the new courtyard of the Lord's temple. He stood up in the meeting of the people from Judah and Jerusalem and said, this is what he said, Lord God of our ancestors, not of us right now. I want you to get that. You are the God in heaven. You rule over all the kingdoms and all the nations. You have power and strength. No one can stand against you. Then he said, you are our God. You forced the people living in this land to leave. You did this in front of your people, Israel. You gave this land to the descendants of Abraham forever. Abraham was your friend. His descendants lived in this land and built a temple for your name. And they said, if trouble comes to us, the sword, punishment, sickness, or famine, we will stand in front of this temple and in front of you. Your name is on this temple. We will shout to you when we are in trouble. Then you will hear and save us. They were saying, no matter what comes our way, we're going to stand in front of this temple. But now, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. You would not let the Israelites enter their lands when they came out of Egypt. So the Israelites turned away and didn't destroy them. But see the kind of reward those people give us for not destroying them. They have come to force us out of your land that you gave to us. See, they force you out of what? Your land, God's land, that you gave to us. Our God, punish those people. We don't have the strength to stop this large army that is coming against us. We don't know what to do. We are looking to you for help. So when you're stepping through a new door, it's going to be strange. You aren't going to know you're going to be facing. So you're going to have to cry out to God for help so that you can do exactly what he's called you for to do. All the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their wives, babies, and children. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehazel, son of Zechariah, in the middle of the meeting. And Jehazel said, listen to me, King Jehoshaphat, and everyone living in Judah and Jerusalem. The Lord says this to you, don't be afraid or worry about this large army, because the battle is not your battle, it is God's battle. Then he goes on to give instruction. Tomorrow they will come up through the Ziz Pass. You must go down to them. You will find them at the end of the valley on the other side of the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. See, they already know they don't have to fight it. Just stand there and watch the Lord save you. That would be hard to do. Really would. Judah and Jerusalem, don't be afraid, don't worry, because the Lord is with you. So go out to stand against those people tomorrow. Now I want to stop there. If you're entering into a new door, the enemy's always going to be there to fight you. He's always going to be there to discourage you. So you have to know when you walk through that new door that God is with you all the way. Doesn't matter what the enemy's trying to do. The enemy cannot take you out because God equipped you and then he sent you. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem bowed down before the Lord and worshipped him. The Levites from the Kohath family groups and the Korah family stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, and they sang very loudly. Now remember when we used to sing all the warrior songs and everything? We were in battle. And God knew he was going into battle, and he wanted us to sing the loud songs, sing the joyous songs, sing the battle cry songs so we could defeat the enemy, and we did. And now we're into worshiping the Father, praising him for what he's done. Early the next morning, Jehoshaphat's army went out into the desert of Tekoa. As they marched out, Jehoshaphat stood there saying, listen to me. Men of Judah and Jerusalem, have faith in the Lord your God, and you will stand strong. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed. What did he tell them to do? Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will stand strong. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed. Jehoshaphat encouraged the men and gave them instructions. Then he had the temple singers stand up in their special clothes to praise the Lord. They marched in front of the army and sang, give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love will last forever. As they began to sing and to praise God, the Lord set an ambush for the army from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come to attack Judah. The enemy was defeated. As they began to sing, and I've told you about God waking me up, and I'm singing songs, and they're just like the one he showed me now, the same power, and I sang the thing over and over, and I don't even know that song, but I knew it the other night, and I knew I was fighting a spiritual battle, and God won the battle for me. Amen. The Ammonites and the Moabites started to fight the men from Mount Seir. After they killed them, the Ammonites and Moabites turned on themselves and killed each other. The men from Judah arrived at the lookout point in the desert. They looked for the enemy's large army, but all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground. There were no survivors. God slayed every one of them. All the men from Judah and Jerusalem were very happy as they marched back to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in the front. The Lord made them very happy when he defeated their enemy. They entered Jerusalem with lyres, harps, and trumpets, and went to the temple of the Lord. people in all the surrounding kingdoms became afraid of God when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. That is why there was peace for Jehoshaphat's kingdom. His God brought him rest from the enemies that were all around him. See, when God sends you through a new open door, like I said, the enemy is going to be standing there. But whenever the peoples see that the enemy can't destroy you, then they're going to look at you in a different fashion than they did before. When God had me open this church, the pastors around here said I was of the devil and not to come to this church. It didn't work because the people didn't listen to the devil. They came because of the anointing, and they came because God would let no man close these doors. Are you understanding this? So don't look at the devil's faces. You look to your God who called you to do the special works. And you go forth holding your head high and be brave. And even if your little heart's going beep, 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 beep. You know, you just put on that brave face and you just go forth and do what God's calling you forth to do. This is a door that God has opened to his children in this season. The door where he fights our battles for us and brings us into perfect peace. The door where now you can't be fighting battles and ministering to the lost. The lost is going to take up all your time because they're really lost. And so you can't be fighting your own battles too. So the door where he fights our battles for us and brings us into perfect peace. And then God said, I have also opened the door of understanding in this season of blessings. As you walk through this open door, you will receive all of heaven's wisdom, and you will have at your disposal full understanding into all things that heaven is doing. Another open door is one of salvation. God said, I have opened this door to bring in the lost and dying souls. You will not have to labor as before. Because of this open door, just being in your presence will cause the lost to cry out for your Jesus. I'm going to tell you, when I was out evangelizing, I'd go to these churches and people would just come up and just stand there and hug me, just crying, crying, crying. I was ignorant of I didn't know anything about the anointing. And I didn't know why they were doing it, but I just knew something in me of God was drawing them. And many, many souls got saved just because I entered through that door that God opened whenever the pastors called me to enter in. Do you understand this? But the ultimate door that I have begun to open is the door of glory. As you enter into this door, my glory will ascend upon you, and all signs, wonders, and miracles will follow. So in other words, if God is telling you that he wants you to do, he's giving you a new assignment, and if you walk through that door, then God's glory is going to fall upon you, and you're going to see wonderful things happen. All right? The final door I will open is a door for the second coming of my son, Jesus. You have been walking through many doors of opportunity in my kingdom, but these doors that are opening right now are the final and most important doors before my son comes to bring his bride on home. Let's read that again. You have been walking through many doors of opportunity in my kingdom, but these doors are opening right now, that are opening right now, are the final and most important doors before my son comes to bring his bride on home. And what God is saying, this is a very, if he's calling you to go through a new door, this is a very, very important door for you to walk through in your lifespan with God. And if you don't walk through that door, you're going to miss God and all of his glory. Do not concentrate on this final door, for there is much work that must be accomplished before the midnight hour. And what God is saying right now is, as you try to step through the door, the enemy's going to make you believe that you better not take that step, because if you do, you're going to fail. Are you listening here? When God called me to open the church, I didn't know what I know now, just born again for maybe a year, and he told me to start a church. I said, I didn't want to do that. I was very content. I'm a person. I'm very content. Just come to your church and just help you any way you want, you know, be whatever. And I said, God, I really don't know how to operate a church. And he says, you run it like you do it a business. And I had run a couple businesses. But then, too, I heard God say that. And a couple days later, I heard a message saying, you don't run a church like you do a business. But anyhow, you know, God said, you just go forth and I will do the perfect work that needs to be done. I will teach you how to do everything. So if God's telling you to go through and make sure it's God, if God's telling you to go through that door, don't look to man to tell you what to do. Please don't do that. Because man will tell you you're crazy. God didn't call you to sit down and shut up. And I had a pastor say, just sit down and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. And then I, of course, went home and cried and said, well, she said I was crazy. I had to sit down. He said, you don't pay attention to what man has to say. You do what I'm calling you forth to do. And then God made a way. He just made a way for everything, money-wise, everything. And the people just, no advertisement, people just started coming. And the church always stayed full from we started in our home, and then we moved out. Now, see, I'm in this building against God's will. The people kept saying, you have to move out of the house, you have to move out, because we kept moving back, where we had the whole downstairs full of people, and we was running out of room. And they said, you have to get out, you know, in the public where people see you. And so we started looking, and we found this place. And we came here, and when we was fixing, I'm telling you this to make sure you know it's God calling you, and you're doing God's perfect will. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And I sat there in them steps, and I cried. I said, God, what is going on here? He said, you moved, and I never told you to move here. You followed the people's voice and not mine. And because of your disobedience, this is what's happening. And he says, as long as you're in this building, I will keep you, and you'll never have an overabundance, but I will keep you. Won't ever have that overflow because you're not in my perfect will. So I'm impatiently waiting for God to show us this building that we're going to go into. So what I'm telling you here about this is make sure, that wasn't God opening the door for this building. That was the people. And lo and behold, after we got in here, they left. And they not only left, but they blasphemed me all over the place. One person brought their pastor here, and I was preaching the word, and they stood up and said, you are of the devil. And I said, I can't believe they just did that. But they're the ones that told me to move here. But you know what? God had his way that day anyhow. And he did some really wonderful things that night to prove to her pastor that he was in this place. So what I'm saying is, don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Because you will receive everything that God wants you to receive. And you will accomplish everything God wants you to accomplish if you'll stay in his perfect will. All right? And I know I missed God a few years ago, 15 years ago. I missed God. I shouldn't be here. I should have been well on my way to having the big building and everything else. But because I don't know what I did, but I missed God. And I know because of the dream he gave me. The people that were in the dream all have died, so therefore I've missed my opportunity. I won't miss it again. I won't miss it again. And I don't care. You know, God knows who you are when opens that door for you to go through. He knows exactly what you've been going through. He knows if you're married, divorced. He knows what your husband's like, what your kids are like. And, you know, I had a big mess in my family, and I said, God, they're saying I shouldn't be preaching because of this. He said, I didn't call your family. I called you. I called you. He said, you don't worry about what they're saying. You just go ahead and do what I'm doing. I am rejected in this area, and I really don't care, but I'm just doing what God said. All right? I've had a couple big-name pastors say, if you move here, we'll set you up in a big church, and you'll have a big church, and people will come to you because of the anointing. But God didn't tell me to do that. I already made one mistake. I'm not going to move out of the state and make another. Are you listening here? We aren't in for the big thing. We're in it for the God thing. And God told me to leave a church. I didn't want to leave. I liked it. He says, you have to leave here. And I lagged my feet and I didn't leave. And I got in a whole lot of trouble with the church. So that taught me another lesson. I don't care how happy you are in the church, if God says leave, you have to leave. Well, he told me, he said, there's going to be a mess in this church, and I don't want you involved in it. And that's why I'm taking you out of it. And that's why he told me to open this church. So, guys, new doors are opening right now. In our other service we had, I don't know, it was Wednesday night or Sunday night, God said, he's closed that door. You cannot go back. That door's not open no more. You can't go back to what you used to have. You have to go forward. Because what we're headed in for is so much greater than what we're leaving. There's a whole lot of people out there waiting for you to decide what you're going to do. Are you going to walk through your door? Are you just going to sit there and be passive and worry about what everybody's saying about you? When you walk through the door for the Women's Aglow, it wasn't easy. And it probably still isn't easy, but God is with you. That's what he's called you forth to do. So you have to keep going. You have to keep fighting. This having this church is not easy, but I know God's in it. And I know that God is with me. One day I was sitting at home, and the kids said, "Aren't you going to get ready for church?" I said, "Yeah, I am." And they said, "Well, it's such and such a time." And I said, "I'm going to get ready." And I said, "I really don't want to go, but I'm the pastor, and I have to go." There's a whole lot of junk going on, you know. You'll get discouraged is what I'm trying to say. You will get discouraged. But, you know, lo and behold, you know, when I got, I was going to come. But when I got dressed and came, God just moved in a mighty way that night. Just to let me know, I'm still with you. I'm still doing the mighty works. So how many of you in here tonight, you know that you know that you know that God is calling you to go through a different door? Make sure you know. I've had people in here, they said, "God told me to move to a different state." And God said, "I didn't tell them to do that. I didn't tell them to leave at all. But this is what they want to do." And so they went to a different state. A couple months later, they're back. Amen. I mean, Sister Elaine, God has opened a door for her. He told me 8 months ago she was going to be leaving. And I've been waiting and waiting, and it hadn't happened. And I thought, maybe I didn't hear you right, God. And God has opened another door for her. And when she came to me tonight, I said, "God told me he was going to do this." And I already knew he's going to open another door for her. And she's going to be, she's needed where she's going. And so you see, we leave our loved ones, but we don't really leave them. They're still in her heart, you know, but I say, I know that she's supposed to go. God told me 8 months ago. And I know when you come to me and say, "God told me to go," that you're not supposed to go too, because God, they're going to come and tell you this, this, and this. And I never said that. So what I'm saying, excuse me, you need to be so close to God that you need to know that it's God calling you. And God will already tell the person you're sitting under that you're ready to go before you ever go and tell them you're going. Some people have come to me and said, "God told me to get a divorce." And God said, "I didn't tell them that." No. But they have that so ingrained in their heart that they really believe that God told them that. And there's no way in the world that you know, God can convince them otherwise. Are you listening here? So if God really opened that door for divorce for you, it'll happen smoothly. All right, when my first husband divorced me, I was headed for work. I was walking up the ramp, headed for the car, and he was over by the garage. And God said, "You tell him to do what he has purposed in his heart to do." So I called him and I said, "You know, God just told me to tell you that whatever you purpose in your heart to do, do it and do it quickly." Next day, I was served divorce papers. But see, I didn't know that was going to happen, but God opened the door and everything went smoothly. You know, you have to be in tune to God. You have to hear his voice. You have to. What did God say to begin with? We have to do what? We have to step, go beyond doom and passivity and enter into presence. We have to get out of this mindset of being with people, and we have to get in the mindset of being in God and in his presence. And Sister Lane was telling me she gets up early in the morning to be with God, and she says it's so powerful. That is the most powerful time. He usually wakes me up at 3 o'clock if I'm in bed, and when I go out, it's just such a wonderful time, and he reveals so much to me. So, you know, guys, don't be afraid to get out of bed at 3 o'clock or four. Because what God says to you is going to blow your mind. And it's going to take you through a long time in your life. Amen. So are you ready for God to open the door to further your ministries? You know, Barbara, you know, God has told you where you're going to end up at. So don't you open the door yourself. But just say, "God, this is what you told me you were going to do. This, 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 and this. And now I'm waiting for the doors to open. I'm not going to open them myself. I'm going to wait for you to open, and whenever you do, you know, it'll be a perfect works." Some of you in here are lagging behind because you've become really discouraged, and you think God isn't going to use you. If you think you're discouraged, what do you think I feel like? Come on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, here I sit, and God's promised me all these wonderful things, and I'm still sitting. But God is God, who knows exactly what he's doing. But I also now know what he's going to do with me. He's told me that. So I'm happy and I'm content. But I want you guys to be happy and content. And you're not going anywhere else, so just don't even think about it. All right? Just be content in what God is asking you to do. Some of you are really wondering. If those of you in here are wondering what God would have you to do, I want you to raise your hand. All right, when each one of you come up, you can come up here and stand, but because you're going to get a prophetic word, God's going to speak into your spirit, and he's going to tell you exactly what door he's going to open for you.